The winners of Africa's premier film festival were announced over the weekend in Ouagadougou, the capital of the West African state of Burkina Faso. 20 films from across the continent competed for the top prize of $20,000. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton was among the hundreds of moviegoers at the festival.
I would like to warmly welcome all of you in this hospitable land of Burkina Faso. Your presence here in Ouagadougou shows your support to the international radiance of African cinematographic arts.
A warm welcome to Ouagadougou, Africa's cinema capital, from the organizers of the Continent Showcase Film Festival, FESPACO, followed by a Son et Lumière show, lighting up the night skies with fireworks that wowed the crowds. After which it was time to go to the movies and networking for dozens of African film professionals, potential buyers and distributors, and of course movie fans. In half a dozen cinemas across dusty Ouagadougou, ranging from the plush to the open air, with bats and birds diving across the screens and the sounds of the city filtering in, African film after African film was on show. Max and Mona is an irreverent, funny and quirky look at township life in South Africa, through the prism of a professional funeral mourner.
This is me, Max Poor. I went in search of a dream and ended up like this.
An excerpt from Max and Mona by South African movie director Teddy Matera. He won the Most Promising Newcomer Award and was delighted to be in Ouagadougou.
First time at FESPACO and it's blown my mind. For us in South Africa, we've been isolated for so long and now we finally come to meet the rest of our people and share our stories.
And the movies ranged in theme from languid village scenes to fast-talking urban life, from war to political struggles and love stories. The films came from all over Africa, from the north, Morocco, Tunisia and Algeria, to the south, Angola and South Africa. Not forgetting the hosts, Burkina Faso in West Africa, tucked away near the Sahara Desert, with its rich movie-making and film training tradition. After a week of wall-to-wall African movies, it was time for the FESPACO Award ceremony over the weekend and the naming of Best Film for the coveted Golden Stallion of Yenenga Trophy. Did you catch that? The winner is Drum by South African first-time feature filmmaker Zola Masego. His movie, which got some Hollywood funding, stars African-American actor Tay Diggs. It tells the story of a journalist's political awakening working at the legendary Drum magazine in Johannesburg in 1950s apartheid South Africa.
And I think it's an indication that another form of cinema is coming to the African continent, and that's from South Africa. Unbelievable. It's a dream come true.
Zola Masego, celebrating 50 years of African film, and proof that, after years of cultural boycotts under apartheid, South African cinema has come of age now. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Ouagadougou.